Gíomh agus fáilteach go an tar com an Lucas gaol na seachta na seo a mítam com ag as usual with you on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock and as always at this time we say I hope you can stay with us indeed right up until 9 o'clock and well, as you all know by this stage, Donegal pulled off a historic first ever double last week in Clonus when Donegal Minors defeated Armagh in the Ulster Minor Final, and Donegal Seniors, well, avenged last year's Ulster Final defeat to Monaghan by reclaiming the Anglo-Celt Cup. Tonight our focus obviously is on the Donegal Minors because, well, they were in action again this weekend in the All-Ireland Quarter-Final where they play Roscommon down in Markovich Park in Sligo. And, well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the Donegal Minor manager who is in the middle of his preparations for that All-Ireland Quarter-Final, Declan Bonner. First of all, Declan, a very good night to you.
Good evening, Tom.
And as we said, in the middle of the preparations, I suppose, the celebrations put behind over the last week or so, and it's very much focused now on Roscommon and the All-Ireland quarter-final.
Yeah, it's a very short turnaround, and you know, once the final whistle went last Sunday week in Clonus, my thoughts were already on the Roscommon match, and we went back training on the Monday night. We went in Monday to Letterkenny, the Aura Centre, and a couple of very good sessions in the last week, the last 10 days.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a moment. But first of all, you know, Donegal hasn't won an awful lot of minors. It's 8 years since we won the last one. We'd like to find out, you know, what has brought about the change this year. How has it come about? You know, what's the difference this year?
Well, I suppose, you know, I think we've won two Ulster titles in possibly over 20 years. And I always maintained this good football. Donegal produced very, very good footballers. And, you know, over the last number of years, I think we haven't, you know, fulfilled, you know, at under 16 level, we'd won Buncrana Cups and, you know, probably have a great record in Buncrana Cups. But for some reason, when we got as far as minors, we weren't carrying that through. And, you know, I became involved about 3 to 4 years ago, development squads, the Southern Development Squad, and I took on the Buncrana Cup team at under 16 and then went under 17 and under 18. But what we did as a management team was that we put a huge amount of emphasis on the 17 age group, that once you won a Buncrana Cup, those players that are good enough at that stage, 6 and 7 players, would move on to play minor football the following season. And there's a huge gap of players. There's about 20 odd, 24, 25 players that's left. Basically,
they're cut adrift for that year.
Exactly, they're cut out. So what I done, I met with Mick Murphy and Anthony Harkin, and I said I wanted to take these guys along, and we trained them every week. We got them challenge matches, we played matches, and you know, I think it was very, very beneficial.
And of course, you had won the Buncrana Cup, hadn't you?
We won the Buncrana Cup, two seasons ago. We won the Buncrana Cup. We beat Tyrone in the final that year. And then last year, the Jim McGuigan only arrived on the scene about 2-3 seasons ago.
Yeah.
And so we put a huge emphasis on that with the players. We took on about 27, 28 players that we trained on a continuous basis. At the same time, we had about 7 or 8 of those lads playing county minor under Stephen Friel. Yeah. So there was a good group of players coming through there.
Mm-hmm. So it was basically your under 16 team, was it, that you continued on, and this was the important thing, to have the continuity.
Exactly, that was the important thing, and also the fact that, you know, those players that weren't good enough to make the minor team the following year, the players that were you know, that came out under 16s. Those players normally would have been left to their own devices, but now we took those guys in and we trained them week in, week out. We got them games, and you know, I think we ripped the rewards in that.
And in terms of the players you've had at 16, and you worked with it on the 15, obviously on a smaller scale with the Southern Board, has there been many, you know, shall we say, drop out, or is it basically the bulk of the players that you got together first at 16?
A lot of them, I would say maybe 80%. You know,
yeah.
I think we might have had 2 dropouts, and that was basically it. And maybe some lads maybe didn't make it at 17 level and then came back in again at 18 level. But the minor team this year basically consisted of about maybe 80% of what was there, plus the 5, I think, that came out of the Buncrana Cup team of last year under Sean Paul Barr's team.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, the transition has, the key was to bring the transition from 16 to 17, and now obviously it's bore fruit. I'm curious because I've watched you on the sideline for quite a while, and I've watched your management team. You know, it's changed times, Declan, since you were playing minor. It's changed time in recent years. You have as big a backroom team now probably as Jim McGuinness, maybe even bigger. You know, maybe you tell us a little bit about that, because it's more than just Declan Bonner. It's an awful lot of people. It's an awful lot of organisation.
It's a huge team, and you know, everyone have a huge role to play. Each and every one of the backroom team have a huge, huge role to play. And most of the guys have been with me over the 3-year period. Some of the guys have come in the last 12 months, but I mean, there's roles for each and every one of them, and it's vitally important.
Just before we go into the roles and the individuals, like, just give us a cross section of kind of the specialists you have involved.
Well, you know, if I go back even maybe 15, 16 years ago when I was managing the Donegal senior team,
yeah.
I mean, it's completely different. And football has changed, management has changed, the whole system has changed in the last 5-6 years. And it's gone basically very, very professional. And we looked at what was going on, and, you know, I needed these people involved. And, you know, some great people involved, and it was great to get them. And these guys are giving it 100%.
You have dietitians and psychologists.
We do. We have a analysis. We have a couple of coaches. We have nutritionists. We have sports psychologists. We have goalkeeping coaches. We have strength and conditioning coaches. And every one of those guys have contributed so far to, you know, to the Ulster title, and hopefully further on down the line.
Yeah. Well, maybe give us a few of the names, maybe that who's involved with you, let people know.
Yeah, we do have Sean Noonan. Sean Noonan has been there from day one. Sean is the trainer of the team, and very, very good trainer. Sean was also involved back in 2006 when Sean Clerican's minor team last won the Ulster Championship. Robert Farn has been involved since day one, and he does all the video work for us. Gary Boyle has been there from day one. Gary has also a dual role now. He's also manager of Niamh Mura, but he works with us also. Oisin Cannon, basically in terms of logistics and setting up all the training and getting the training grounds organised and the gear.
Well, he's kind of your runner as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Gary Walsh comes in as goalkeeping coach, and I mean, outstanding goalkeeping coach, done huge amount of work with the goalkeepers. Then you look at the strength and conditioning, David McLaughlin from Buncrana. David also is on the sideline today of matches and does a huge amount of work. And not just David, we set this up about 12 months ago under Paul Fisher, in terms of getting these guys to a level. And I mean, these guys have worked really, really hard over that period of time in the gym, mm. and in terms of strength. But not just about David McLaughlin or Paul Fisher, there's also Adam Spear and Larry Kenny, who looks after the Larry Kenny based guys. We had Barry Dunyan and Donegal Town looking after the southern guys. We had Joe Gallinick coming in from Buncrana to Gwydor on a Wednesday night, and I mean, again, doing a huge amount of work with those guys. So I mean, that to me was very, very beneficial, the work that those guys have done. You have Paul Coyle as the team physio. Paul has been there with the minor team over the last number of years. Anthony McGrath, we got Anthony on board. We went to Queens in January with the minor squad, and we had a great day up in Queens with the whole squad. In terms,
Anthony's a former county minor.
Former county, exactly, former county minor.
On a minor team, the one in Ulster.
Yeah, and he's involved with Queens, manager of Queens, and he also has a degree in sports psychology. And he gave us a talk that afternoon in January up in Belfast, which was outstanding. And I mean, I got Anthony involved after that, and he's done a huge amount of work with the guys. I mean, a huge amount of work with the guys. Ronan Doherty's from Buncrana. He's attached to some of the national teams, the national hockey team, as the nutritionist. We have him in this last, since the turn of the year also. And again, the amount of work that Ronan Doherty's done has been absolutely outstanding. Mick McGrath is the liaison officer, and any of the problems that come up with the county boards or CCC, I pass those on to Mick McGrath.
And there's been one or two in relation to
there's normally one or two every
in relation to fixers.
Yeah, exactly. And Mick looks after that, and he does a huge amount of work also behind the scenes. And you know, I hope I haven't left anyone out there. I think that's all the guys, but they've all worked really, really hard and gave of their time for Donegal football.
Tato Igeish, the question, Clare, coming to Newcastle, and a shock to the show, and me, Tom Cormack, because my special guest tonight is Declan Borer, the Donegal minor manager. Of course, Declan, in the middle of his preparations for next Saturday's All Ireland quarter final against Roscommon down in Markovich Park, a game, of course, you can hear live here on Highland Radio on Saturday afternoon next. I think it's 3 o'clock throw in time for that particular game. But obviously, Declan, a serious amount of work, and you've been working with these boys, as you said yourself, since maybe under 15, some of them at the 16 and 17 last year, and quite a few of those people would have been working with you as well. But in terms of this year's minor team, when did you start to get everybody together? When did the preparation start?
Well, the preparation started. We held a number of trials over a period, probably around about maybe October, November, December, and looked at a huge amount of players. And you know, probably when we got the squad whittled down to, I think, around about 31, 32, we took that whole squad to Belfast in January, and that was the start of it, basically. And
that was up to Queen's University.
Up to Queen's, yeah, exactly, up to Queen's University.
And that, what was it, play a game or just
we went up there? We used their facilities. We had Anthony done a talk on sports psychology. We had Mike McGurn, one of the renowned strength and conditioning coaches, was in, and he tested the players that day. And I mean, he was of the belief that these guys were in good condition, and that, you know, that there was a huge amount of work being done with them. And you know, it gave us great belief, and I always had belief in these guys, that you know, they were a good squad of players, very, very committed, very, very disciplined, and you know, any questions that we've ever asked them, they've always come up trumps.
And obviously they've responded, you know, because they, you know, they've had success, you know, because not only did you win the minor championship last week, you also won the minor league.
Well, yeah, we did. We have played for three seasons now in Ulster, and Ulster beat from under 16. We'd maybe five or six matches under 16 level. We'd have been maybe five or six at under 17 level, and between league and championship this year, we probably had around about maybe 10 or 12 matches. And these guys have remained undefeated in Ulster. And you know yourself, the standard of football and underage football in Ulster is very, very strong. And that's a fair, you know, fair for these guys. That's, to me, they have that winning mentality. And but you know, we talk about Ulster, as I said, we basically, once we, the final whistle went on Sunday week last, to me it was Roscommon, and I spoke when we got the guys in the huddle, even after winning an Ulster title, I was putting a question to them about the next step of the way, and that's next Saturday.
And in terms of we'll come to that shortly indeed, but in terms of winning Ulster, what has been the response of the players since? You know, are the chests even broader? Are they walking taller?
Well, yeah, that one of the reasons we took them in on Monday evening basically was, okay, one was a recovery session, and then we had a meeting with the players, and just to see where they're at. But no, they're a grounded bunch. There's no doubt about that there, and there's no one getting carried away, or, you know, I don't think if they did, they wouldn't be long being brought back down. But, you know, no, and we trained really last week. We had a number of really, really tough sessions. Tuesday was tough. Taurus was very, very tough, and the weather was very, very warm last week, and you know, they trained really, really hard, and you know, they're very, very focused.
And what I was just counting during the week as well, something like 17 players from 17 clubs, I think. There's 17, I'm not sure.
I'm not 100% sure, yeah, Tom, but yeah, it's a fair scatter of clubs there. And you know, the one thing also, I mean, you know, there might have been a few eyebrows raised that there was four starting members from the Inishowen Peninsula. These guys have been with me for the last 3 years, and you know, outstanding players. And the clubs down there deserve great, great credit, and also the people that got involved in the colleges, getting these guys playing colleges.
Yeah, I spoke to Sean Clerken about that last week, and he definitely said that has turned things around big time in Inishowen.
There's no doubt about it. And if you look at the players that are there at the minute, the four lads that are on the starting 15, you know, you have Danny Monigal from Cairn Donna, you have Tony McGlenahan from the Mobile Club, you have Keelan McGonigal in the middle of the field from Buncrana, and John Campbell playing centre half. And those guys have all contributed, and you know, have been immense in the campaign.
And you know, we spoke to Tom Bug Gillespie as well last week. There certainly looks like there'll be a renaissance on it. Guidoor, six in the panel, five played actually last week at some stage.
Yeah, it was a great day for the Guidoor club. There was six on the squad, five of them played last week, and then you had three starting on the senior squad, and there's another, I think, three in the under 17 squad this year, and there's a few coming through at under 16. So football and the GAA and Guidoor is going to be strong over the next number of years, and you know, Tom Bug has done great work down there with the Guidoor club.
And in terms of what has been the reaction of the general public to the minors? Because sometimes the minors, and I especially feel since the arrival of the qualifiers, the minor doesn't get the same coverage in the media. Actually, you know, you have to search the GAA website even to find fixtures for minors. What has been the reaction? And you know, your success could be overshadowed a little bit by the seniors winning a third in 4 years. What has been the reaction of the public since?
I think it's been fantastic, to be quite honest. And you know, I think that there has been a serious amount of interest in this minor squad. I mean, expectations have been high from the start of the season, but I think the reaction from the public has been fantastic, and that was playing plain to be seen last Sunday weekend, Clonus. I mean, there was a huge Donegal support in before the start of the minor game, and you know what, you know, we are talking, by the time that the second half started, I mean, the majority of Donegal supporters were in the ground, and that also gave the players a great, great lift. And even coming into Donegal town on last Sunday night week was a great, great welcome. And you know, the senior team was in there, and it was great to be there with the senior team. And I'd also, you know,
was the seniors' reaction to that?
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, the seniors have been absolutely fantastic. And you know, I was getting a number of text messages even on the Saturday from the senior players wishing us all the best. And I mean, that's great. That means an awful lot. And it was a brilliant evening in Donegal town. It was a great homecoming, and we also had a little homecoming in Ballyshannon. We had an hour and a half to spend, so we went back to Ballyshannon, and great reception in Ballyshannon.
From the captain Niall Harley, which is a great story in itself.
Absolutely brilliant.
5 years ago, he started playing Gaelic.
That's right. Yeah, 5 years ago, and you know, born and bred in South Africa, and came up here when he was about 12 and a half, and captain the minor side. I mean, great achievement. But it was great that the Euro Club put up a great show for us, and then we moved on to Donegal Town, which is great. And it was a great evening.
Anyway, as we said, Roscommon the opposition. But just one other thing, but before we go on to that, you know, you went into Celtic Park, you beat Derry, okay, you know, you were nearly out the gate at half time, maybe lost a bit of concentration, something similar to the Ulster final last Sunday week, you know, beat Antrim comprehensively, you know, pretty comfortable against very comfortable for most of the game against Armagh last week, obviously maybe dithered a little bit in the second half. But is there any little lurking fear within you that, you know, we're either very good or we haven't been tested yet?
Well, I mean, that question, yeah, you're probably right, Tom. It's something that, you know, we've done a huge amount of work on even in the last week, because we do go out of games for periods. We do know that you're not going to dominate a game for 60 minutes against any serious opposition. We just have to, you know, when we are put in the back foot, we just need to respond that bit better or that bit quicker. Because when we're playing well and when we're on top, you know, we look a really good team. So it's something that we've worked really hard on.
Is the fact that maybe, you know, you took the foot off the pedal against Armagh last week?
Well, it's very, very difficult. We came in at half time and we tried to put the scoreboard back to nod again and to get a serious response in the second half, and as we did in the Derry match. But it's just something maybe in the psyche of the players to think themselves, maybe that what really happens, maybe, you know, you're 9 points up, all of a sudden what you were doing in the first half, moving the ball quickly, all of a sudden you're taking that extra hop or that extra solo, and you're just maybe get dwelling that bit longer on the ball. And I mean, it's something that we've looked at the video on it, and you know, something that we're hoping that we've put right in terms of next Saturday.
On to Roscommon. As you know, I'm wearing a very neutral shirt tonight, so
a bit of blue and a bit of yellow there, Tom. I think it's still the Roscommon shirt.
No, the last time we spoke, maybe I had the blue and yellow shirt on. I haven't it on tonight, but anyway Roscommon, you saw them against Mayo in the Connacht final. I think you were down.
Yeah, I went just before I touch on the Connacht final. I left one man out that does a fair bit of work also in video for me, is Maxi Curran. Maxi analyses a lot of the stuff that goes on in terms of the matches, so just want to thank Maxi also for his input.
Yeah, obviously a very experienced man as well.
Oh yeah, in terms of, yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's great that he can give his time. I know he's a busy man.
Anyway, what about Roscommon?
Roscommon, we went down to the Connacht final 3 weeks ago now, and over two weeks ago, and you know, for about 50 minutes that game, you know, Roscommon were thereabouts. Mayo came away strong in the last 10-12 minutes. They kicked on 1-5 or 1-6. Any team managed by Fergal at all will demand a huge amount of respect, and we'll be giving Roscommon that respect. They're a decent side. Roscommon have been really, really good at underage level over the last number of years. They won it in 2006 under Fergal at all. They got to an All-Ireland semi-final last year. So we're taking nothing for granted, and the preparations have been going accordingly, that this is going to be a serious test for us. There's a huge carrot dangling at the end of it, an opportunity to go into Croke Park in 4 weeks' time, and that's what we'll be looking at.
And that is the carrot, isn't it? Because the carrot is advancing.
There's no doubt about it. Exactly. And it's a huge opportunity. It's if the players play to their capabilities, they're well capable of winning the match. And you know, there's a good squad of players there. I think, you know, their feet are on the ground. I know they want to move on. They want to move on now in the All-Ireland series. And you know, as I say, that starts next on Saturday against Roscommon, and I'm hoping for a huge Donegal supporters travel to Markovitz Park on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a pretty handy venue for Roscommon, or Donegal supporters, even more so than Roscommon, maybe to a certain extent.
Yeah, exactly. It's an ideal venue, and it's a bank holiday weekend. It's a 3 o'clock start on Saturday, and I'd be hoping that the Donegal support come in early.
Yeah, and in terms of players, is everybody fitting well at this stage?
Yeah, all the players have been back training, and have been going really, really well. So at this stage, we have a full hand to pick from, and it's a big squad. It's a strong squad. Each and every one of them are trying to get into that first 15, that first 24, 25, and competition for place has been fierce.
Yeah, that is the key thing. You have a situation where you pick a 15, then you pick a 24. So there's selection issues there, but there's also people vying to get into the first 15, vying to get into the next.
Yeah, well, that's why I mean, my hands were tied slightly at the start. I was told the squad couldn't exceed 30 players, and I was adamant that I needed extra numbers, because we do have a huge amount of in-house games, and on any given night, if you have 33, 34 players, there's going to be two or three players picking that have injuries and stuff like that there. So it kind of, but some of the in-house games have been absolutely intense, and even the week of the Ulster final, we played an in-house match, I think, on the Monday night, with the first 15 playing against the probables against the possibles, and that game ended up in a draw. And it was really,
that's
really
your best 15.
Yeah,
the
15 that started the Ulster final played the next 15, and that game ended up in a draw. So it goes to show you the competition that's there, and those games are absolutely fiercely contested.
Mm-hmm. So obviously big selection headaches, haven't it?
There's no doubt about that. But it's an ideal situation from a management point of view. The players that are on that periphery now are keep asking, what do I need to do? What do I need to improve? How do I get into this? It's difficult at the minute. And, the players that are in there are doing well and playing well. But it's a selection headache that I'm glad I have.
Hmm. How far can this team go?
Well, listen, we're not looking past Saturday, Tom, and we'd be foolish to look past Saturday. The team are capable of winning on Saturday. There's no doubt about that there, and moving on to the next stage, which would be an All-Ireland semi-final. But listen, I'll talk to you maybe a quarter to five on Saturday, and
because this is something that you have to deal with now, because you hear that talk about Donegal, Dublin, All-Ireland semi-final at senior level. I was talking to Richie Fogarty a couple of weeks ago, and this was before the Ulster senior final or the Leinster final, and he was saying the one game he was looking forward to was Donegal and Dublin. It's a fascinating contest. You have a situation now where people are talking, and people in the GA circles are talking about this, three minor teams capable of winning the All-Ireland: Dublin, Kerry and Donegal. Not in any particular order, they're the three teams. That can be a difficulty, because that does seep through to players.
We try and guard from that, and as I say, Anthony McGrath has a huge amount of work on that end, is the psychology end of it. We started out this season as favourites to win Ulster, hot favourites to win Ulster. We carried that tag really, really well. I felt the players coped really, really well. I know the expectations now, they're probably even more now in alignment after the Ulster campaign, but again, I don't think there's going to be any complacency. I'm on the road every day, and I listen to it, and I just kind of washes off me at this stage. But we know we have to work really, really hard on the training ground and on the day of matches to win our games, no matter what. We're in the last eight now. There's eight good teams left in the competition, and we're hoping come quarter five on Saturday afternoon that we're into the last four.
Yeah, and that's one game at a time.
That's one game, and that's the way we've done it all year, whether it was the Ulster Minor League, whether it was championship matches. Now we're into the qualifiers. It's the same. It's just one game at a time.
And over the last couple of games, what's the one big lesson you learned? What's the one thing you have to do, maybe?
A couple
of things you have to do for Saturday.
Well, we probably have to maintain. We've played in the three championship matches to date for basically maybe periods of about maybe maximum 30 minutes, no more. The rest of it, we have, for some reason, haven't lifted. I know, as I keep saying, the opposition will get their period, but we've got to make sure that we're playing for longer periods. And if we do that, we'll punish most teams. There's no doubt about that there. And as I said, the Ulster campaign was very, very successful. The one thing that we looked at way back, and maybe other coaches mightn't have agreed, but at under 16 level, I wanted to build a winning mentality within this group of players. And I spoke about it the first time I met with this group of players. Whether it's a challenge match or an in-house match, a competitive match, I want to win these games. And that has seeped through now. And these players, to me, have that mentality now, and they want to win, and let's hope next Saturday that we can do that.
In terms of football overall, obviously in the county, it's going exceptionally well. It's probably I know there's a lot of work on it, and I felt at times there was a lot of criticism of the standard of football in the county, which wasn't justified, because I go to quite a lot of underage games and I see exceptionally good footballers. It was obviously your task and your job to get that together and get everybody together. And looking at the management team you've written their names down here in front of me, like, it's staggering that goes into it. In terms of the county board, what's this been support like for them from it?
Yeah, it hasn't been bad, in fairness. You know, we met early on in the campaign, and there's times that you want more, and you're always looking for more, and sometimes it can be very, very difficult, and sometimes it can be very, very frustrating. But you move on. I mean, we have matches to win at this stage, and that's what we're focusing on.
Yeah, and there's other issues. There's no major issues out there that's going to be in your way of not winning matches.
None at the minute, anyway. And maybe when the campaign's over, we might do another interview. But at the minute, all we're focused on Saturday and the run into these qualifiers.
Yeah, and obviously the success the seniors had over the last couple of years has lifted the tide as well.
There's no doubt about that, Tom. And one thing I want to finish up on, I would like to thank the clubs out there for their support, to be quite honest. I mean, these players, as I say, the 17 or 18 different clubs, these are players that have been brought up through the underage system, and they're a credit to their clubs and their families, and let's hope now that continues next week.
Look, Declan, the clock is we're coming to the end, and we want to congratulate you on what you've achieved so far. You know, you've worked wonders because as we said, it's been 8 years, and really we haven't been even within touching distance for the last few years. So well done to you and your team, and you know, best of luck on Saturday, even though it is Roscommon.
Thanks, Tom, and congratulations on the big 60 there. That was.
Well, it's six decades, so you have a few years to go yet anyway. Look at Declan Bonner there, thank you very much.
Well, thanks again to Declan Bonner taking time out from his busy schedule to come in tonight to talk to us and look ahead to Saturday's big game against Roscommon down in Markovich Park. Certainly an interesting insight there from Declan in what it takes to build a successful county minor team. It would appear it's no longer the case of training on a Tuesday and Thursday night and turning up for your game at the weekend. As you heard Declan outline there, there's a lot of plotting and a lot of planning and indeed a lot of man hours and manpower going into producing a winning combination. Indeed, I thought it was very interesting to hear from Declan the number of people between coaches, dietitians, psychologists and people on stats and video analysis that he has in his management team. But obviously that's what it takes to be successful. Certainly Donegal have gone through a barren time. It's 2006 since we last won the Ulster Minor Championship, and indeed only a second ever All-Ireland quarter-final appearance for Donegal. Certainly to appear things at minor level even have moved up a number of notches in recent year. Once again, all the best to Declan and to the minors on Saturday in the quarter-final against Roscommon. Remember, Declan is appealing to as many of you supporters as possible to get to Sligo and get behind the team on Saturday afternoon, because he expects a stiff challenge from the Connacht runners-up, Roscommon, of course, who have been one of the top minor teams in the country in recent years, I suppose, beaten in last year's All-Ireland semi-final by Tyrone, of course, who went all the way to that All-Ireland final, and Roscommon, of course, themselves won an All-Ireland minor back in 2006. However, if for some reason you cannot make it to the game, you don't worry, you can hear it live here on Saturday Sport with Oisín Kelly and Martin McHugh on commentary, and they will be with you from before the throw-in right to the final whistle, and hopefully getting the aftermatch reaction as well. Well, folks, that's my last programme for a number of weeks here on Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night, indeed for the next few Wednesday night, Martin McHugh will be in the hot seat here, so do tune in again to Martin next Wednesday night, and as I say, for the few Wednesday nights after that at 8:30, no doubt Martin will have a number of interesting people and interesting topics for you over those coming weeks. By me, Arash Arish, Le Cone of Jay, Egjera on Vishahogan, Gojishin Chin, Gojishin. Shifts lawn. Buikas Arish, the Mae special to Nook, Jagdan O'Connovshia, August the Paul McDevitt or Foam, Slawn Agusman.